on my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, but it is strong and marks the song. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing.
Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Thank you. Tonight we have a very special worship service planned. The children and the young people at Grace Church are planning to share the message of the arrival to earth of God's special gift of salvation. Though young, our precious children have worked for 3 months to bear witness to you tonight of God's good news. That God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. We are excited that these children are participating in the work of the church, and they would like you, the audience, to participate tonight as well. Our prompter, Caleb, is going to stand and prompt you to sing with the children for the four songs listed in your program. When you see him stand, you will see the lyrics projected on the wall. Please join us in singing. We hope that this pageant is a blessing to you and is a fresh reminder of the reason we celebrate Christmas.
And in that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples, and the nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas. and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village in Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born.
At last, Mary, we've arrived in Bethlehem. Let's hurry and find a place to stay.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. We need a place to stay.
I'm sorry. I have no room. There are so many people in Bethlehem because of the census that there is no room anywhere.
Please, my wife is going to have a baby. We really must find a place to stay.
Well, I have a stable behind the inn. It's small, but it's warm and sheltered.
We'll take it.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them. The radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem.
the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger.
Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased.
The shepherds hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flock, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Thank you. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem.
Jews. We saw a star in the east as it rose and have come to worship him.
King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this. As was everyone in Jerusalem, he called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law.
Priests! Great!
Messiah supposed to be born.
Thank you.
The teachers told Herod what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the ruling cities of Judah. For a ruler will come from you, who will be a shepherd for my people Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared.
Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for this child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I may worship him too.
After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
King on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, see, King never over us all to reign.
Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Pray your praising voices raising, worshiping God on high.
More is mine, it's bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb.
When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and left during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
Baby Jesus? Have I missed it? Oh, right. I was told if you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are. You might not be aware of me among the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You might not be aware, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You're the one I want to be with, you're the reason that I came, and you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name.
Now we're going to have our candlelighting time. But before we do that, I want to remind you of something that our sister Becky said at the very beginning of the program. At the very beginning of the program, she mentioned that the children were being allowed to be a part of telling a really wonderful story. And as they tell the story in a way that is easy for them to do, it reminds us all of the marvelous news of the coming of the Messiah. It really fascinates me that the story of Jesus can be spoken by little children, It can be spoken by teenagers. It can be spoken by adults. And it can even be spoken by those who are near the end of their lives. And I think that's pretty neat, because it means that we can all play a part. We can all play a part in telling the story of Jesus. Not simply on Christmas, but throughout the year. We have the great privilege of saying again and again and again the news that we were reminded of tonight. That the Messiah has come. And because the Messiah has come, mankind can be reconciled to God. Mankind, in its unreconciled state, is broken and sinful and separate from God. And unless God did something, we would be forever separated from Him. But God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And again, we're reminded of that this evening. We're reminded of passing on the story. We're reminded of the great work that God has done in bringing us the Messiah. So as we light this candle this evening, I'm going to light from the Christ candle, and then I'm going to pass it on to some folks, and they are going to pass it down the rows. And I would ask that if you receive the flame, that you would tilt your candle toward the open flame and pick it up, and have the next person then tilt their candle toward you. And at the end, we'll be silent, and then we'll blow them out. And I just ask that you do that carefully. As you receive the flame, let's sing together, shall we? Savior is born.
thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, all is gone.
Thing it is when the light of Christ given to us on that first Christmas is passed from person to person. And as that light is passed by the telling of the gospel, by being reminded that Jesus was sent, was born of a virgin, lived his life, died on a cross to pay the price for our sin. As that news awakens the hearts of those who receive it, the light gets passed and the world becomes a brighter place. What a glorious thing it is to share the light of Christ. Now, dear ones, receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and lift you up now and forevermore. Jesus loves you. God loves you. Go in peace from this place. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas is ended. And I would ask that you would deposit your candles in the boxes on the way out. But we would like to bring the children forward. And so if moms and dads would like to take photos, we're going to bring them right up back on the platform. So this will be a good time to take pictures.